Well, good morning. Thank you, Wayne, for the invitation. Grain production is increasing a lot in the last two or three decades in tropical and subtropical areas. And there is a very large portion of farmland available in South America for crops such as soybean, corn, rice, wheat, sorghum. And we can see a huge development on that area. There is a very strong demand for grain, for the poultry, pork, beef, fish, and shrimp feeds. Soybean, corn, wheat, and rice, they are growing like in two crops per year in a double crop system in a very intensive use of land. In this field, you can see 36 combines. They have some soybeans and behind 18 planters that they are seeding corn. This is a farm in the northeast part of Brazil. This is not uncommon in that part of the South America. The grain production also is going up really fast. Like the soybean production, South America is close to 120 million tons. Corn, it's close to 77 million tons. Wheat, 20 million. Rice, about 16 million tons, and about 247 million tons year of 2007. In 15 years from now, probably this number will be close to 500 million tons of grain just in South America. The major areas of grain producing are this area in Argentina, this area in Paraguay, this area in Bolivia, the northeast and north central area in Brazil, and now this new area that is being developed. This is the Amazon region, and this is the equator line. Most of these new areas that they are being opened for farming are farmers from the south that they are selling small properties here, and they are buying large properties up there. This is one example of the year 2005 in the northeast part of the country, where people, they are coming from the south and they are buying new areas with 2,000, 10,000, and some with 5,000 acres. This is large trucks to put lime on the land, and these are the directors of a new farmland co-op. More grain, more storage problems. We have a kind of climate that's hot and dry. Aeration is not possible in most of the year in those areas. We have just a narrow window with few hours during the night in those high places. Also, the kind of storage facility doesn't help also, because they are very large silos, 2,000, 3,000, 6,000 tons each. These are metallic silos, and very large concrete granulators from 12 to 90,000 tons, or even above 120,000 tons places. IBM practices in very large silos and granulators, they take time, energy, and they are expensive. This is a rice facility in the northeast part of the country, northwest, with a frequent population of insects. Also, granulators like this or other granulators, they take up to 30 days to fill up. When you have the granulator filled up, you're already going to have an insect generation there. I would rather to have this kind of storage facility instead of this kind. Storage product pests like insects and fungi, they have almost the same optimum temperature range and the same minimum temperature range. Then in the last 6 years, we have been using chilled aeration, very large grain chillers. They are mounted over trucks. And the basics is pushing cold air at 12°C, produced artificially by this very large grain chiller. And the main objective is to keep the grain temperature at 16, 18 Celsius. If we can reach this level, we're gonna be happy. What is the advantage? It's easy, it's clean, it doesn't contaminate the grain, it's organic, no risk for the user, it's environmentally friendly, it's good for the food processor, for the consumer, and it's very compatible with IPM practices. Basically, it's just a large machine that is pushing cold air throughout the grain mass. Our problem and our challenges are these in this head space that we're going to start discussing a little later. Just to give you an idea, this is the Paraguay, is the county of Santa Rita. This is a granelet with 12 tons of wheat, crop of 2007. This is from October. The outside air temperature was 27 and the machine was insufflated air at 15C. And this manager, he came out with a very nice idea. During the cold weather, when the outside temperature is about 8-12C, he just used the fan of the machine. He turns off the compressors. During the warm weather, when the outside temperature is between 24-32, then he used the compressors and also the fan. And the main advantage is that he doesn't need to turn the grain, no insecticide, and a very high quality wheat. And he has been so successful with this technology that he's removing the conventional fan, because he said that he doesn't need the conventional fan anymore, because with the chiller, he can do both. He can chill and also he can aerate it. This is also a rice co-op. This area is located to the Atlantic Ocean, about 20 meters high, very hot, very humid, and they are managing to chill these large metallic silos with 5,000 tons each. These they are smaller, but the problem is always the head space, high temperature, high humidity, and insect migration. This is wheat in a Cutri Guasu co-op, their flour mill, concrete silos. They have been very successful year after year, just using the chilling without chemical, without turning the grain, and keeping high quality. Well, this problem is the largest treatment that we did. This is a corn, it's a concrete granelero with 90,000 tons of corn, three sections with 3,000 tons each, and then we try to compare both treatment, artificially chilling and ambient air aeration. To have an idea, this granelero is 200 meters long for 242 meters wide. This beast here, or these monsters, takes from 30 to 45 days to fill it up. If you have a rain that they will not harvest for a week or so, then you take longer. This is the large equipment that was hooked and this granelero to be treated. This equipment can chill from 1,000 to 1,500 tons per day, and the cold air will exit the equipment at 12C, 75% relative humidity. In this experiment, we used a vacuum sampler, taking samples at different stratas, and we took about 40,000 kilograms of samples. It was about 2,000 samples, and the samples they were taken twice, during the unloading and during the loading and during the unloading process. A lot of people was involved. It was expensive. This experiment cost about $50,000 in labor and people and equipment and so on to carry on. The preliminary results that we got in this experiment was that the sample size, the vacuum sample size, varied from 1.2 to 1.8 kilo. The insect captures varied from 0 to 22 insects per sample. And the insect species most common found was Cetophilus, Cryptolestes, Oryzephilus, and Tribodium. And after 5 months of the cold treatment, the grain was still cold, between 16 and 18 Celsius most of the part. But the upper surface was warming up faster. Argentina Now they are using two very large grain chillers for sunflower, wheat, and popcorn. Cuba has 14. Cuba recently bought a lot of metallic silos from a Brazilian company, and together with the silos, they brought the machines to till the two corn. Bolivia has two medium-sized grain chillers also that they are using for seed, rice, and corn. There is no single seed company in Brazil that doesn't have at least one or two of those chillers for to till the seed because of the advantages on vigor and germination. Well, we have some problems to solve, and I think this community can help us a lot, and together we can come out with solutions. We have a problem on the headspace of these metallic silos and on the headspace of these huge granulators. High temperatures that will not allow a residual insecticide to stay there longer because the temperature here is going to reach 55-60 Celsius easily. Heavy insect infestation that they migrate. Condensation, grain deterioration, less efficiency of insecticides on the top layer. And problems with fumigation. It's very, very tough to do a good fumigation job inside one of those huge grain layers. We are looking for now, and we are trying fans, install fans over here, not electrical, but a kind of low maintenance fan to remove the heat from this area. We are trying also to paint outside to reduce the heat inside. And also we are trying to apply over this layer, the upper layer, a mixture of DE, deltametrine. Also we are very curious if spinosad will stand those very high temperatures like 55C or 60C up here. And also to avoid the chimney effect by closing underneath here to avoid that warm air will go up. The future of the grain chilling in warm areas like South America or Africa or Asia, there are a lot of Brazilians that they are buying pieces of land in Angola and Mozambique to start farming. Brazilian government is putting a lot of money on Angola recently, more than $1 billion to start agricultural projects. Then there is a great potential to control insects and fungi development, reduce risk of food contamination, maintain quality and food safety. I think that the chilling technology or the grain chilling must be associated with other IPM practices. Paint the silo, reduce headspace temperature, treat top and bottom layer of the grain mass with DE or some DE improved formulation. I think a layer of 10 or 15 centimeters will be enough. Create a chemical or physical barrier to avoid the migration of insects from above or underneath. And I think the most important, together with this, is to remove the heat from the headspace with aerolic fans with low maintenance. We can, in our experience in the last 5 or 6 years, we can keep the grain temperature at 15, 16 Celsius just using new cycles of cold air. But we needed to pay attention to the upper layer because there is where the insect infestation will occur. And also we learned that we can use ambient air when we have the cold fronts that they are coming. Then what we are thinking and what we are suggesting to the industry is to use an intensive approach like the silo or the granulator preparation, clean the grain very well, doing the chilling process during the fill up or the loaded period, then apply the improved formulations in the upper layer because in these areas the temperature is high and the humidity relatively low, then the E works very well. Use the fans to remove the heat and new chilling cycles always when the upper layer temperature will be close to 20 Celsius. We think that we are very close to master this technology using those very large grain chillers, in a way that we can reduce the pressure of insects in tropical and subtropical regions in a way that we can keep grain and seed quality. Thank you. If there is any question, I will be glad to answer.
Condensation.
Do you think it's moisture migration, or do you think it's condensation of humid air? Field, it's more condensation. There's a lot of condensation that occurs up there. And also some of those silos and some of those granulators, they don't have enough fans up there to remove the water vapor as fast as they should remove. And then that moisture stays trapped there, and then during the night we will condensate it.
Any other questions?
How long do you need to store that grain from a practical standpoint?
For the feed industry, we need to store it a little bit more than 1 year till the next crop season. But that is not the general rule, because we have two crop seasons in Brazil. We have the summer crop and then we have the fall crop. Sometimes they store just for 6 months, but it depends on where you are located. And also the industry, sometimes they want to carry a large stock because of financial advantages, and sometimes they don't want. But usually people that they have those large granulators is because they have an industry that it's running the entire year and they are dependent on that raw material.
Can you go back one slide for a second?
Yes. Okay, it depends where you are in the country. If you are in a cold area with just one cycle, 10 days, 12 days, you can go the entire year. If you are up there in those warm regions, you probably gonna need from two to three cycles. But you know, there is an economic advantage, because you are not turning the grain to make treatment on the conveyor belt. You are not causing shrinkage and losses or dust or other things.
Flavio, what's the cost per metric ton when you compare this with positive fumigation or existing techniques?
It's very competitive. It comes to $1.5 per ton. It's very competitive because you are not, for example, using a lot of labor, a lot of people, those tarps you needed to cover, seal the structure. Also, you don't are using extra energy. You know, when you needed to move a granulator like that, do some treatment, it's a huge amount of energy and time. It's very competitive. A lot, Paul, at least three or four times. They are doing every 40 days or less than 2 months, because the fumigation process is not killing the eggs. And then because of concentration, because of leakages, because of many things. And then fumigation is the major tool that they are using. But they are complaining because of the cost and because it's not efficient enough. And people that they have condition and they have the nice structure facility, they are knowing how to manage very well the chilling equipment with other presses in a way that they can have low insect population, and they can keep that low insect population during the entire year without too much trouble.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.